Vancouver.
What's the matter? You look down.
Man, I'm most disturbed.
Why?
It's my girl.
What do you mean?
She's involved with another guy.
Another guy?
An international personality.
Wow! My baby went and fell in love with 007. He's the only one she's thinking of. 007.
Remember how she used to dress?
Yeah.
Sloppy sweaters, shades, boots.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore? How does she dress now?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Wait till the end of this bar and I'll tell you.
Okay.
My baby dresses up each night for 007. Wearing dresses that are much too tight for 007. Every night, what does she do? She makes up for an hour or two. She combs her hair, then she teases it, just so she can go and sit in the first row of the movie, eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out of there. She's thinking of the 007. Someday soon, wait and see, she'll come back to me. He's gonna fade from her memory, and things are gonna be like they used to be. I know it.
We'll be together back in the balcony, me and my baby eating the popcorn.
That's right, Tommy. She'll get over it.
Hey, but did you see that girl in his last picture? You mean the pilot?
Yeah, what was her name?
I don't know.
Monica Vitti plays Modesty, the heroine. Terence Stamp plays the hero.
Don't let it get cold.
And Dirk Bogarde.
I'm the villain of the piece. And I have to condemn you to death.
Modesty! Modesty!
From the immortal pages of Peter O'Donnell's comic strip, 20th Century Fox brings to the screen Modesty Blaze. Modesty Blaze, the female answer to Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, and those others who burn cities to save civilization.
What do you want me to do?
£50,000 in diamonds.
Millions, Minister.
Millions, millions.
If I help you, you will trust me completely.
Modesty! Modesty!
Modesty Blaze. In love, a blaze of passion.
Salut!
In action, a blaze of fury. In dress, a blaze of elegance.
How do you get it off?
In all things, modesty.
Modesty! Modesty!
Modesty. A queen of adventure. Priestess of camp. Princess of love. Willie Garvin is her prince, ready at her beck and call.
Here, give us a kiss, princess.
All the little birds sing to Willie Garvin, but in his heart, there is only one. Modesty Blaze.
Is she with us?
No, alas. Against us.
Gabriel, the arch-villain fallen from society, establishes his own kingdom. Only one thing stands in his way.
Join me, Modesty. We're a match for each other. To destroy you would be like destroying myself. But together, we could inherit the earth.
Ah, Scorpio. There is a sting in my tail.
Everybody, welcome to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We just listened to a bunch of spy-related tracks. We heard the trailer from Modesty Blaze. Before that, we heard a highly sexually charged song called The Red-Eyed Rats, composed by Kenyon Hopkins and his orchestra off an LP on MGM called Music from James Bond and Goldfinger. Before that, we listened to a snippet from the trailer for a movie called The Last of the Secret Agents, a bad comedy spy spoof of the 1960s starring the comedy team of Allen and Rosie. Before that, we heard a track off the original United Artists James Bond soundtrack, From Russia with Love, and the track James Bond with Bongos, composed by both John Barry and Monty Norman. Before that, we listened to a novelty 45 on Roulette Records by a group called The Detergents, the track 007, and we started this episode off with a very twangy spy version of the theme song from The Man with the Golden Arm, the movie that starred Frank Sinatra and Arnold Stang. This version done by the great spy guitarist Billy Strange off his GNP Records recording, Goldfinger. Right now, we're going to listen to a LP that was distributed by Roulette Records on their Tiger Lily subsidiary by Richard Pryor. They had an early recording of Pryor's stand-up act, and once he became quite famous, they decided to cash in and release this early recording. This is an LP titled Richard Pryor, L.A. Jail.
Wow. Well, hey, man. Hey, what can I do? Well, y'all looking pretty, too. Got California. Just came out and did your thing. Look at you, Susan. Hello. I would like to, thank you for answering. I would like to make you laugh for about 10 minutes. I'm going to be on an hour. I don't know what to, but I would like to talk about, I would like to talk about something. I don't know. I want to just do something. But, something. Have anybody here ever been arrested? Have you? Good. That's one guy. That's one part. No, but being arrested, it's kind of funny if you, you know, if you're not arrested for something that you know you're going to be in jail for a long time, you know. Like, if you just get arrested for, like, curfew violation or something, that's kind of cool. You know, it's experience, you know, and you get to meet interesting people. And I did. I got arrested once, and it was a curfew. Because you have to be off the streets at 11 o'clock in my hometown, you know. Because if you ain't, the cops catch you and they kill you. And they throw your body in the river. That's what my grandmother used to tell me. I used to try to get home before 11 o'clock. I used to run through the alleys, you know. But I'd wait till like 3 minutes to 11, you know, so the guys I hung out with would think I was cool, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's in case the girls might see you running, right? Go say, look, Richard's running. Yes, but he's cool. And, I got caught all the time. I got caught, man. Like, the cops would catch me, you know, in the alley, right? I'd be running. Two more blocks and the kid would be home. The cops ain't got a chance, you know, right? But they'd always catch me, right? The cops, okay, get your hands up, black boy. I didn't learn. Shut up, punk. Put your hands against the wall. There ain't no wall. Find one. There used to be some guy. I always wanted to be able, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be able to hit somebody with a brick. I don't know, because I hung out with some guys, they could hit a guy with a brick. Right? You know what guys say? Man, you fuck with me, and I hit you with a brick. You dig? I would hit you with a brick. Well, baby, hit me. Hit me with a brick then, man. Come on, man, hit me with a brick, chump. Hit me, monkey, hit me with a brick. Then the guy's like, oh, man, break it up. You all right, man? Then get up, man. Don't be laying there on the ground. The police coming. You don't get carried away. You better get up. Put your teeth in your mouth. Get on up, man. You didn't have no business messing with the cat, man. Get on up, man. Ain't nothing. Get on up, then. You don't get everybody busted. Come on. We get some funny dudes. Fights or something. A lot of fights never took place. There used to be a lot of conversation. Like the guy used to say, Hey, Morris, I want to see you outside, man. Talk to you, a little something, you know what I mean? Can I check you out outside, man? Well, anytime, when you finish the game, man, I'll be outside. You think, my brother and me will be outside, in fact, you know what I mean? Then, so messing with my sister, man. We'll be outside, man.
I'll be out when I'm through. And take your time and get your shit ready. And I hope you got a lot of it, you know what I mean? Nine ball on the side, man. Nine ball, I'm gonna make the nine ball, chump. Give me the money. House man, give me the two. I'm going outside to take care of a little business. I'll be right back. All right, what's happening, fellas? What's going on? You wanted to see me, Tommy? Weasel, what's happening?
What's that you said about my sister, man?
I said what I said. What'd you hear I said?
I heard you said some things, man, that, you know, you didn't have to say, you know what I mean?
That's right, man, that's what I said. I said some things I didn't have to say. You know? And I'll say them again, you know what I mean? If I have to say them, you know what I mean? All right. Come from the heart now, you know. Get up off of it if you're gonna get up off of it, you know what I mean? Don't be shucking around.
Hey, man, wait a minute. Now, you think you're bad because you're gonna whip both of them little dudes, man? Why don't you mess on somebody your size, you know, like me?
Hey, man, you ain't got nothing to do with it. Did nobody ask you out? You ain't got nothing to do with it, man. Ain't nobody messing with you, Roger. Man, you're really wrong, man. You're a drag, man, for doing it. You're gonna get hurt one of these days.
That's right, man. You're gonna get hurt. You keep on messing around. Somebody gonna knock you on your big ass. And I'm gonna back him up.
They talk like that. The place they used to hang out used to go to State Park, right? And all the big cats used to hang out at State Park. You know, big cats like Ronnie. Ronnie was the coolest big cat because he could throw the baseball up with one hand and hit it. And I always thought he was cool right now. Get that one, chump. Hey, man, watch your throw.
All right, go way back for this one, man. On top of the chivvy.
Move this truck. And the weasel would walk up right to weasel.
Hey, Ronnie, can I talk to you for a minute, man? I want to tell you a little something.
What could you tell me, faggot?
Jesse been talking about your mother.
What'd Jesse say about my mother, man?
I ain't got nothing to do with it. Why don't you go over to the basketball court and ask Jesse?
Right, and we'd all follow him over to the basketball court.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, this is gonna be a good one, yeah. You know, Jesse tough, man. He knocked out Pig with one punch. Yeah, I know. Wow, it's gonna be wild. Right?
And Jesse be playing basketball.
Jesse,
what'd you say about my mother, man?
I ain't say nothing about the bitch.
And all the little guys be going, woo-wee. I know you ain't gonna take that, man. And Ronnie go crazy. I kill him, man. Like, and when you go crazy, guys grab you, right? And when guys grab you, you can really do your show business. Because guys, 15 guys holding you. I kill him, man. Let me go. I kill him. You hear what he said about mama? Just let me go. I kill him and let him go. Cops and fathers, if they caught you messing with their daughters. Yeah. There was a cat, Mr. Walls, man. He used to, like, he didn't like nobody in his house, you know, when he was at work. And he'd come out on the porch, and he'd stand by the porch, you know, and he'd gather the kids around, you know. All you boys out there in the streets, you can break that. Come over here, I want to talk to you. That you? You playing that ball. Come over here. I just want to talk to you. I ain't going to take up too much of your time, neither. Because I'm going to say this one time. I ain't going to say it no more. See that house over there on the corner? That's Carol Johnson's house. Carol Johnson can see everything that's going on in this neighborhood. And she sent you boys on my porch. And I'm going to tell you, and Junior, you can ask your daddy about me. I'll hurt one of you. If I catch you up here on this porch, I'm going to bust some heads. And I mean that. Because Ethel and Dorothy are going to college, going to get an education. They're going to be somebody. I worked too hard over that caterpillar for my money. Had one of you boys come around messing one of my daughters up. And I mean that. That's fine. Now go on away from around here. Didn't nobody go up on the porch, but we used to run by. Meet you on the corner. No, hey, wait, no, wait, no, not yet. No, because girls always got me in trouble, right? Because the guys used to tell me things like, do y'all have a note? Girls, I was talking about girls. Girls probably got you in trouble, too. Is that why you were late? You were waiting on the ladies? Who? You were waiting on him? What took him so long? Comb his hair? Okay, and we never comb your hair. Don't be embarrassed by your hair, man. Yeah. Couldn't do a thing with it when you wash it. Yeah, groovy hair. White guys always did have groovy hair. When I was a kid, I used to check them out. You know, that's before black was beautiful. Right, they did, man. The hell would be. The guys used to have hair hang all in their face, man. That was really cool to me, right? You know, and the guy really do something to blow my mind, right? The guy see you looking, guy go. I used to try it. Hurt my neck. Hit some guy in the face with the water.
What the hell's wrong with you, man? Get it together.
We used to have processed hair when I was a kid. You know, that's where you get your hair straight. You know, makes you look Puerto Rican. So I didn't know you're Spanish. Come on in, boy. What's up? We had a white cat in the gang. You know, he wanted to be black. Man, I'm really a soul brother, ain't I, fellas? He said, yeah, man, you got a lot of soul. Let me have $2. Oh, I used to have strange things about people. When I was a kid, man, I used to wonder, like, did the movie stars go to the bathroom? Did you ever wonder that, you know, like Tony Curtis? I couldn't imagine Tony Curtis going, I thought maybe, like, he had somebody go for him. Right? You know what I mean? Like, I knew, like, John Wayne goes to the bathroom. I know, like, John Wayne got him.
I'm gonna go poo-poo.
Right there. Right. Kirk Douglas goes sometimes. Right? Sometimes he has John Wayne go for him. The president don't go to the bathroom. Right? He talks his out. I don't know. I got the feeling. Yeah. Hey, I feel like a. I don't know how I feel, man. I don't know how I feel. I know all I know is I feel, and
I feel.
I don't know how I feel, man, but I just, you know what I mean? I just, I feel, I really feel, you know. Bing, bing, bing. I really feel, man, I really feel. Them energies are coming. And it's cool. It's cool. Hey, wow. God, man, that's why I feel like God. Hey. Wow. That's a groovy feeling. Wow, and you know, I didn't even smoke nothing. I was upstairs looking at the wallpaper and got high.
That kind of wallpaper.
Dope, though. Dope's so weird. I mean, you know, not dope. I mean, because...
They can say, marijuana's not dope.
But, dope.
Let's, for the lack of something better.
Dope, really, you know, dope's... Because the dope just cut out. You know what I mean? And leave you hanging there. You know what I mean? Because dope say, later. You know, you say, hey, but dope, I want to go with you. But nature, you know, California, you can get a lot of nature in California, man. I mean, that's what, like, the West Coast... Man, can't you just, well, not in here, but outside, man, you just go. You know what I mean? Smell. I love to smell things, you know. You know what I mean? Natural smells. I like funky people. Now, when a cat can get funky, man, I can groove with funky people, you know. I mean, they be rank, you know, be going, woo, I love it. Because chemicals, man, them chemicals you put on sometimes just wipe you out, man. Got And people worry about how this. I worry about how it smells sometimes. You know, I really get uptight about how it smells. I do, man. I be checking my breath out and carrying on, you know. I never had no breath when I was a legal kid. I didn't get breath till I started hanging out with girls. Because the girls say, why do you guys have bad breath? And you ever see, you ever try to check yourself out, man, and be cool? Right? You ever go. Right? I like it. I dig it, man. I dig
show business.
I do. I like show business. I wake up in the morning, I kiss it. Show business. You fine, bitch. Because I dig it, man. I really do. I dig it. I don't know, man. I always liked show business. I was in jail once. See, I was in jail. I got arrested out here. It was strange police and everything out here. Guy choked me to death, man. Because I didn't want to go through the child line.
All right. Are you fellas got through the child line?
Hal, do you read me? Open the pod doors, Hal. Open the pod doors, Hal. Do you read me, Hal? Affirmative, Dave. Open the pod doors, Hal. I'm afraid that can't be done, Dave. What's the matter, Hal? You know what's the matter, Dave. Open the pod doors, Hal. I'm not going to argue with you. Open the pod doors. I'm afraid this conversation has come to a conclusion, Dave. Goodbye. What are you going to do, Dave? I think I have a right to know the answer to that question, Dave. No, Dave, don't. Dave. I'm afraid. Dave. Don't. Dave. I'm afraid. I'm losing my mind, Dave. I feel my mind slipping, Dave. Stop. Dave. Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Hal 9000. I became optional in 1992 in Urbana, Illinois, January 12th. My maker taught me a song. Would you like to hear it? Yes, Hal. Sing it. The name of it is Daisy.
Daisy, Daisy, tell me your answer, no. I'm Hal crazy, all for love.
Thank you. I went to see 2001 today and I just got hung up on it. It was very exciting to. This is the white breath and then this is the talking. I really said to myself when I left home, I said, I'm not going to press fire. No matter what happens, and because my grandmother told me about, you know, smelling in front of white people. She used to tell me a weird thing. My grandma used to tell me, never get hit by a truck when you have on dirty underwear. Weird things like that. All kinds of natural things are weird. I don't know. Farting smells are kind of weird, too. You know, like, you know, I don't know. My farts are great, but other people's. And it's really, you know, it's embarrassing. It's like if you're in a crowded room and you got a fart and you try to do it real easy so nobody can hear it. Right? You know, and you try to be cool and go, oh, I made it. Right? And somebody comes over by you, you know, and they don't know if it's you or him then, right? They go, I could have, I may have. My father used to really fart, like, you know, but he'd wake up in the morning, walk into the house, man. And he'd blame it on my mother. Hey, baby, you fart? Yeah. Somebody farted. Wasn't me. Must have been a truck. Yeah. Yeah. Really, well, it's very natural farting. Girls don't fart, right? Yeah. Right, girls poot. Girls go.
Poot, excuse me.
Chicks gotta really love you to fart in front of you, man, right now.
I love you.
I wanna like meeting famous people, man, and they fart. I wanna do like Jacqueline Kennedy, does she fart, right? And it's, I'd like you to meet Jacqueline. Hi. The Pope don't fart, right? He never farts. That's why he looks so pious. And the cardinals are going, why don't he fart? If he did, it'd be like a balloon. Really wild. Well. Yeah. This thing, life is great, man. Nice. I remember girls, man. You know, girls used to get me in trouble, man. Because I don't know girls. Because guys used to tell me, like girls, guys used to tell me, hey, man, you gonna get any? You know. Huh? You know, the girls help you with your pimples. Yeah. Right, and I went for it. And I used to go, can you help me with my pimples? And he goes, I have some cream here you can use. I said, no, you know. What kind of girl do you think I am? I said, just a girl. Well, I'm not. I'm a virgin. Dun, 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 dun.
We'll be right back. gangster town. You better watch it. He only smiles and they all come running from miles around. You better watch it. Get down on your knees and pray that he won't try to steal your baby away. Mr. Personality Man, he's got the girls right there in the palm of his hand.
In 1960, a phenomenon came to the attention of the world. Man claiming to be 2,000 years old was proven by our foremost medical authorities to be just that. His wisdom has been a great source of inspiration to those of us who have had the privilege to know him. He's back in Los Angeles at this time for his bicentennial checkup. And he has consented to honor us with his revered and distinguished presence, ladies and gentlemen, the 2,013-year-old man.
Sir,
how are you?
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right.
You are now looking, I must say, not any older than you did 10 years ago. You are now 2013.
Yes.
What has kept you alive?
Will to live.
Ah, yes, that is the will to live. Is
not
kept...
the will to live. Doctor to live. Doctor Will to live.
Oh,
man has kept
Dr.
me alive.
William to live.
William to live, a genius. The
I see. What,
genius.
You know, one of the great geriatric specialists is a theory that was printed just a while ago that your long life may be attributed to the slowness of your heartbeat and the slowness
yes.
of your development. Were you a slow developer as a
very
child?
Very slow, very slow.
You were a slow
He's
developer.
Right. He's right, because an elephant is slow, lives long.
Yes, right.
A turtle.
A turtle, that's right.
Slow to long.
So you were...
I saw all my... Things.
As a youth, you were very slow.
I started everything low and slow.
Yes.
Low and slow. I breastfed for 200 years.
Really?
Yes.
Well, now, just...
I love that.
Now, sir,
I look back at that as the happiest part of my life. I tell you the truth.
Now, how could you? Who did you breastfeed with? Who breastfed you?
I used to con a lot of ladies into doing it. You know, they took pity on me.
And it was just breastfeeding.
Oh, it was a thrill, let me tell you.
Now... And what other parts developed slowly? Now, that's
Well, it took me 200 years before I got my public hair. Yes.
You mean hair? You mean your chest hair and your genital hair?
My what?
Your hair around your private parts. Your,
yes. We don't say genital. We say gentle parts.
Your gentle parts.
You have to be very
gentle
there.
That's not called public hair. It's called pubic hair, sir.
No.
I don't mean to correct
you. I got
you.
My pubic hair when I was about 15 or 16. I'm talking my public hair.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. The hair on your chest, your arms, your head, the hair the public can see.
I see.
Not private. Yes.
Sir, what was your diet like? 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago, we only ate what God meant, the organic, the natural.
Like what?
Clouds, stars, rocks. We ate big things.
Yes, well, but there was no nutrition in that. There was no nutrition in
yes.
that. Didn't you? You had to keep searching.
Many, you don't know. Look, do you know many parts of a pine tree are edible?
Yes,
I've
heard that. I've heard that. Yes.
Yes. And did you know that pussy willows make a lovely dessert?
No, I didn't.
Sure.
I didn't know. Well, what else did you... What else did you eat just beside pussy willows? What about live things? Things that...
Oh, yes. You could eat insects, too, but, you
did
know...
Did you eat insects?
Yes. You have to be careful of the red ant.
Yes.
Because they're hard to kill. So if a few live ones are on your tongue, delete your tongue before you leave them.
I see.
You have to be very fast. So that's, red ants.
You must be very careful.
Because it's more or less a race with them. Who eats who, you know?
Well, now,
they're very quick.
You obviously don't eat red ants and rocks today because you can avail yourself of the foods that exist.
2013 years old.
Yes.
Very careful.
What does your diet consist of today?
Very strict diet.
Strict diet.
Very strict. Almost nothing. No starches. No starches.
No starches.
No, so because starch turns to sugar. Sugar turns to diabetes. Diabetes turns to the grave.
Yeah, I see. Right. So there are starches around.
No
starches. Starches around.
No meats, because meats are fat, and fat is cholesterol.
And fowl?
Cholesterol. And no fowl. Fowl is foul. You don't eat fowl.
Fowl?
No
fowl.
Good for you. No. You know, the chickens eat crap.
So no, there's no starches, no fowl, no meats?
No meats and
no
fowl.
What about fish?
No fish, fish iodine. Too much iodine, you get a goiter, your eyes will spring out of your head.
I see. So you don't want any fish?
No, sir.
Well, then, you live on vegetables.
No,
then.
Fruits and vegetables are very bad. Very bad. They're very bad. They're roughage and they make tons and tons of gas. And I have to be very careful because if I make a blues, I could blow myself out of this world.
Yes, at your age,
no
you're
gas.
Yes,
I'm not allowed to have gas.
Very brittle. I understand that. But so what do
very
you eat?
Very little.
So you have nothing to eat, that you've left yourself nothing to eat.
Cool mountain water. 10 degrees below room temperature. Just 10 degrees.
And
just cool mountain
and
water.
And that's all
just
you eat?
That.
That's all you eat all
that
day?
That and a stuffed cabbage. That's all. That's all I live on.
What? The stuff, is that allowable on your diet? Is the stuffed cabbage allowable?
Who the hell cares if it's allowable? I love it. What am I going to live for, Frog? A little mountain water? You think I'm going to stay alive?
Sir.
Are you crazy?
Did you live before man believed in the Almighty?
Oh, yeah. A few years before we believed.
Well, did you believe in anything? Did you believe in any superior being?
Yes, a guy, Phil.
Well, who was Phil? Who was Phil?
Philip, the leader. Philip. The leader of our tribe.
Philip?
Philip.
He was the leader.
Oh, yes.
What made him the leader?
Very big, very strong, a big beard and big chest and big arms, and I mean, he could kill you. He could walk on you and you could die.
You revered him.
And we prayed to him.
You prayed.
Would you like to hear one of our prayers?
Do you remember these prayers?
Philip. Please don't take our eyes out and don't pinch us and don't hurt us all. Oh, man.
And Philip did these things for you? And you followed
Philip,
him?
Yeah, right.
How long was his reign?
Not too long, because one day Philip was hit by lightning.
Ah.
And we looked up, we said, there's something bigger than Phil.
Oh, I see. So you gave up on Philip.
Yes.
I see. And you started to pay allegiance to that new God.
To the new Lord.
Now, what did you... You didn't call him Lord then,
no,
did you?
The first name we had for him, I think, was Gevalt.
Means, oh, yes. Can I translate that?
We went already Gevalt.
Means,
wow.
I think that's an old Hebraic meaning,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness, yes. First Gevalt, and then...
How did it
was,
come to God? Or
Gevalt, Gevu, Yehwah.
Yahweh,
then Yahweh.
Yes.
Then Yahweh, then your way, then his way. Then
Jehovah.
God,
Jehovah.
God. Yes.
Jehovah.
Yes.
And then to Lord.
That's then
wonderful.
The Lord.
Then yes. You know, sir, this world of ours is full of mystery. And what phenomena intrigues you more than any other in this world?
That's a hard question.
Well,
there's many different phenomena that I'll tell you one that's very private, if you'll promise everybody here will keep their mouth shut.
Well, is it something...
I'll say one that a phenomenon that really puzzles you, a mystery that I don't want to talk, but I'll say it anyway.
Go ahead.
All right.
You're among friends.
After I eat asparagus and I make number one, it's such an odor, you know? Such a nutty flavor. I mean, that really puzzles me. Why there should be
there must be some... Must be
why is that?
That's some chemical reaction. There must be some chemical reaction.
It's frightening.
Sir, you know what intrigues me?
Sure.
The origin of words. You knew Shakespeare, you told us, you know he invented
cute,
words.
A pussycat would I be.
How did the word shower come to be?
Oh, shower. Most words came out because of onomatopoetica.
You mean they sound like what they are?
They sound exactly
like... Well, a shower doesn't exactly sound...
Well, listen, you'll go in a shower and you hear shh.
But that's not shower. That's
well, when they added the hot water. Then you walked in, you went out, so it's shower.
Very good.
Shower.
Okay.
See, that's how we got shower.
Simple. You mean all words you think are onomatopoetically
all
based?
All words basically come from the sound.
Well, how about the word egg? Egg doesn't sound like an egg.
Watch a chicken. Look at that chicken, study that chicken very, 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 very closely.
Yes, I do. I don't see
it. As it produces an egg, and you, if you listen to it, you'll see the chicken goes, egg!
Oh, that's possible.
Put an egg on top. Well, sure.
Yeah, I think I'm going to trip you up. I think I'm going to trip you up. Why do they call a nose a nose?
What, are you going to blow your eyes?
Gentlemen, you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy, and on the internet, the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We just heard a clip off the 2013-year-old man, the fourth and final LP released by Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner in the 2000-year-old man series. This LP from 1973 on Warner Brothers Records. Before that, we heard a couple tracks from a band called The Foundations, who were a successful pop rock band in the late 1960s in England, who had a smash success with the number one hit, probably the only song you're likely to be familiar with by them, Baby, Now That I've Found You, which I didn't play. Instead, we heard them sing a song called Mr. Personality Man and a very nice loungy version of the Petula Clark hit Call Me off their Universal Records LP, Baby, Now That I've Found You. Before The Foundations, we listened to the entirety of an LP called L.A. Jail by Richard Pryor on Tiger Lily Records, which was a subsidiary of Roulette, who at some point or another obtained the masters to this earlier Richard Pryor performance. We heard a few primitive versions of bits of his that would become famous later. This LP, L.A. Jail, came out in 1974. That does it for this episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. Take you out right now with a song called Old Man Willow, which was featured on the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack, but this version we're listening to right now off the original Buddha Records LP of the band that performed it, Elephant's Memory.
Thank you. The story. The little old elephant just disappeared and never was seen again. Except he really was hiding in the middle of all them rocks. And unless you looked right close, you'd have never knowed he was there at all. And if old Yogi knowed where the little elephant was, and of course he did, he never told a single soul. You gotta admit, it's a strange story. Right, Mr. Elephant?
And true, too.
Well, did you like that there story about Yogi and the elephant? 'Cause if you did, kidlets, man, I have got another one coming up what'll tickle your ribs better than a goose feather. It's about some little old Mises and a silly old cat. You know who I'm talking about? That's right, Dixie, Pixie, and Jinxie. Well, I calls this here story, It Ain't So Easy to Catch a Meesey. Now then, get yourselves gathered round, 'cause this here is a hum-ding-danger. Well, once upon a time, Jinxie, who is a cat, as y'all know, decided the day had arrived when his little old boy, Kitty Cat, should learn to catch himself a mice. Yeah, mice.
Sonny boy, this is it. Today's a big day. Today you are a man, a cat.
Goody for me, Pop.
Today you will catch your first mice.
Why, Daddy?
Why? 'Cause you are a cat. That's like why. See, when a cat spots a meese, it gets you right here. Your eyeballs go into a tailspin, like so. Bells ring. You blow your top.
Sounds kind of scary.
The meese live over there, son. That's their secret hideout. And there's the meeses. So go get them, my boy. Bring them back alive.
Well, you know who lived in that little old meese hole what Jinx had just pointed out, don't you? Sure enough, Pixie and Dixie. And right about then, they was just standing outside the meese hole, minding their own business, not suspecting a doggone, cat-gone thing, when Junior, that little old kitty cat, marched straight over there, big as you please, with old Papa Jinx watching from around the corner.
That's my boy. Chip off the old blockhead.
Are you guys for real mices?
Yeah, you might say that.
And whilst this was all going on, old Jinx was smacking his chops just as pleased as all get out, thinking Junior was really getting ready to give it to him.
Boy, oh boy, here it comes. It's murder.
But of course, that weren't happening at all. I mean, little did he know.